What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Friday here in New York City. Mets are at home trying to get a win against the Seattle Mariners, and the Yankees are playing interleague in St. Louis against the Cardinals. I wonder if any Yankee fan made the trip. That is a cool stadium. It's a cool city. I would advise you that if you're in St. Louis, go to the Arch. The Arch is awesome. It's not that far away from the stadium, but you don't have to go up the Arch. Have you gone up the Arch?
Yes. It's kind of anticlimactic.
It's not only anticlimactic because you get up there, there isn't a lot of room, and great, you get to see St. Louis. Okay, mm-hmm. Fantastic. But you go up in this very small, tight, like, elevator.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable because it's like 10 minutes, and what are you talking about? And it's small, mm-hmm. and it's sweaty, and it's just...
Right.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze,
right.
as they
we
say.
Did the Statue of Liberty last weekend.
How was that?
So you have to walk it. You don't have to walk it. You can walk to the pedestal, and then you have to walk to the top if you want to get to the top. And it is tight, and it's a spiral, like a tight spiral.
Oh, that would make me nauseous.
I mean, Sean, you might... I mean, I'm not even joking.
No, you can say I won't fit. That's fine.
You'd have trouble fitting. I'm not even joking, dude. Like, Tracy's dad, Ernie wouldn't do it. He didn't do it.
Right.
He had tickets to go, but he didn't do it because it's like... And the steps are like... Tall.
Well, think about what it was built for. It's like riding a cyclone in Coney Island. For people this day and age.
And then when you get up there, it's a platform about the size of, not even, it's this desk.
He's fat!
Maybe this desk.
Damn.
And then you look out these little dusty, tiny windows, and it's like, dude, was this worth it?
Yeah. I have no interest in doing that, so knowing that I could use fat as an excuse, right. Tiki, you've sold me.
Right.
And what kind of picture can you even take?
The picture sucked.
Yeah, because you're trying to
absolutely
take it.
Absolutely sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of landmarks, and it's cool to visit them.
Wait, can I just stop you? Where's the elevator at the Arch? Because when you look at the Arch, it's just an arch.
So, all right, I'm going to try to describe this because it's been a while. So you go in kind of underground,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's this huge museum kind of honoring Lewis and Clark mm-hmm. and talking about going west. And it's really cool. Like, there's a movie in there. There's artifacts. Like, it's a great museum. So you're sort of underground. Then you go to the side, I guess where the Arch actually is. And it's not even really an elevator. It's almost like a ride that you go on where you sit down. It's very tight.
Right. Which is why it's awkward. It's just weird.
Yeah. And when I went by myself. Like, I did a road trip all by myself, me and Dudley. Okay. And obviously, he wasn't going up the Arch. He's a dog, for those that aren't aware.
What'd you do? Leave him in the car?
No. A hotel.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Dog-friendly hotels. They hook you up, man.
By the way, there's a lot of them now.
Tons of them. I used to have an app that would tell me dog-friendly hotels or not. So he would have a great time in the hotel. I gave him the run of the town.
Right.
So I went up there by myself, and I was with like three random people. And it was just like, what are we supposed to talk about here?
Hey, where are you guys from? What do you like? I like baseball.
I'm here to see the Cardinals play.
I score
Why
games.
Are you out in public canoodling? And so then you go to the top, and it's the same thing. Like, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Statue of Liberty, which is funny, like most people listening here, I guarantee we're New Yorkers, we're New Jerseyers, most of us have not been to the Statue
and
of Liberty.
And again, I've been here forever.
Right, no.
I mean, you've been here for obviously for your entire life, but I've lived here for a lot of years. We just never have done it.
Most people don't. I'm telling you, these things, like the Arch in St. Louis, mm-hmm. like the Statue of Liberty, like the Empire State Building, most of it is done by tourists.
Right.
So that's why I say when you go to St. Louis as a tourist, whether it's to see the Yankees or why else would you go, go to the museum. The museum is great. I had a great time at the Arch,
mm-hmm.
but going up the Arch, not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams aren't even there, so why else? Yeah. It's just baseball.
You're that's it.
That's a tough spot. Game, Arch, done for the day? Like, what do you do there?
So I went there. I biked around the town. Nice town.
It's funny. I ran around the town.
You ran. I biked.
It was nice. It's actually nice.
Well, did I tell you the prank they pulled on me in St. Louis?
No.
Have I ever told you about this?
Was this the cops calling you?
With their bike.
Yes,
you did tell us.
Yeah, this happened in St. Louis. I biked to the stadium and I, you know, locked my bike up, like no big deal. But I didn't realize that it was in a pole that doesn't extend up, so you can just lift the bike out. So these police officers stole my bike,
moved it to a different pole, and then laughed at me when I went to the pole looking for my bike. And they're like, oh, hey, guy, come over here. We have it. It was funny, but I was like, oh, my God, I lost my bike. Very nice people in St. Louis.
You can also go to the, Chess Hall of Fame, the World Chess Hall of Fame.
That's in St. Louis?
Yeah.
I didn't go to that. The Cardinals have their Baseball Hall of Fame top-notch. Mm. They have such a great baseball history.
Right.
That one was cool. Plus the ballpark, the surrounding area was cool.
And I'm guessing the Blues have, for the hockey fan, the Blues, I'm sure, have something as well.
Oh, that's right. They have a hockey team in St. Louis.
Oh, come on.
Even I forget that.
Come on.
Honestly. Like Blues. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the Blues. Like singing the Blues? Let's go to Tom in Clark, New Jersey. Hey, Tom.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
What's up? Hello, Tommy. Tommy going once.
I think Tommy's phone is jacked.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. I always feel bad because people wait on hold a long time, so I'll put you on hold. If it ever clears up, we'll go back to you. Alexis is calling from Harlem. What's up, Alexis? That's another bad phone. I'll put you on hold, too. Like, we're being very kind today.
All right.
Let's go to Mickey in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. What's up, Mickey?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's up, dude?
I wanted to talk about Jason Dominguez. I got 2 points. The second one is about his batting, and I hope I can get that in. But the first thing is, you know, the media and the Yankees built this guy up so high that they made all the Yankees' expectations go through the roof. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing, the five-tool player, the nickname. And the thing that disappoints me is if he's supposed to be that good, I don't care if he was a left fielder, a center fielder, or a right fielder. When you take an exceptional player and switch his position in the outfield, you want to at least see steady improvement, which we have not seen. The guy's a disaster out there. I don't care how many errors they've given him because he could probably have 10 more on balls he never touched.
Right.
So that's my first point. The second thing is with his batting. 2 weeks ago, I believe, I looked at what his batting average was right-handed. Now, granted, I think it's probably about 70 at-bats right now, because when I checked, it was in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And he was hitting 109. I don't think that's changed much. Did anybody ever consider letting him try hitting lefty against lefties?
Yeah,
could he do any worse?
I'll give you a couple of answers on this. He's hitting 198 against left-handed pitching, batting right-handed, OPS of 560. When batting lefty against righties, 274, 778. There's a clear difference, and there's been a clear difference throughout his minor league career. This is always very challenging with a young player. When do you say this isn't working?
Right.
Because it is a great attribute to have, being a switch hitter, especially when you're productive from both sides, the way Francisco Lindor is, the way Ozzie Albies is. Right. I mean, it's okay to have a stronger side. Like, guys tend to have a stronger side, but you need to be productive on both. I don't know if we're there yet. He is still an incredibly young player, and I think we forget that. He's only 22 years old, and I do think he's 22 years old. I think that because he's been in the system for a long time and we've heard so much about him, you almost feel like, oh, he's been around forever.
You feel like you know him. It's almost like Volpe. It was the same way. You heard about him for years, and then eventually he gets up, and you expect him to be this polished, you know, soon to be great MLB player, but he hasn't gone through the process yet.
Yeah.
Of being an MLB player, and so it's not as I think talked about as the Volpe situation, but it's exactly the same. The difference is Volpe got to play every day.
Well, there's a few differences. Number one, playing every day. And number two, the switch hitting question, because it is a tough one. Like, I can't dismiss that at some point you say, hey, scrap him batting right-handed. In fact, I'll give you an example. He's a newer New York Met, but we know Cedric Mullins is a left-hand hitting center fielder, right? We all know that.
Right.
What if I told you he was a switch hitter? He was. Cedric Mullins.
Did not know that.
Was a switch hitter. And he had 111 plate appearances at the major league level. Batting right-handed. So based on that, I would assume he did it for the first year or two of his major league career. Here are his numbers. 147 batting average, 439 OPS. And so Mullins eventually said, screw it. And so now he bats lefties against lefties. And here's the great part about it, especially this season. He's hit lefties as good as he's hit righties.
Right, so he was wasting his time trying to hit righties.
Now, but when does a player do that? I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. When but do you give
not,
up on
he's
that?
Also not young. So when did he stop?
Well, Cedric
how old,
is...
How old was he when he stopped?
Cedric is 30, so if you assume he stopped, let's say, 3 years into his career, he's probably about 25, 26.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
All right, so if we're using him as the model, then Dominguez has got another year or two before he has to make that kind of decision.
I don't think it's a have to make the decision. I think that the Yankees and Dominguez and his coaching staff, they got to get together and just look long-term what's better for this kid.
Well, and again, if he's not, and they have to ask him. You have to have the conversation with them. Are you comfortable doing this? If not, let's work on just being solely one-sided.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.